This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, January 24th, the year 2021. This is the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in studio here for Alex, but he's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment, and he also has a couple special reports that he's filed that we're going to air today on the show as well, and who knows, you can't drag the wild man away, so he'll probably even call in, if I was guessing. And we're going to be covering all the latest news, playing special reports, and hearing from Alex coming up. And then, just so you're aware, Sunday Night Live, which follows the Sunday Night Alex Jones Show, for 2 hours, I'm going to be taking nothing but phone calls. So that's what's coming up. First, though, Alex Jones, you know, Elon Musk has moved to Austin, but then Elon Musk built a moon base, and apparently Alex wanted to check it out.
Hope we go back to the moon soon.
That's the goal.
Yeah. We should have a base on the moon, like a permanently occupied human base on the moon, and send people to Mars, you know, and a city, build a city on Mars. That's what we should do.
I'm here at Elon Musk's secret moon base on the dark side of the moon, Moon Base Goblin. City. Major investments have been made, and soon tourists will be able to come here from Earth and enjoy themselves on the dark side of the moon. It's simply amazing. Now, 100 years ago, that would sound insane, but that doesn't sound insane today. But 150 years ago, to even say that you would have airplanes that could fly in the sky, that would sound insane. So it shows how the potential of humans to imagine and dream really does show, like Genesis says in the Bible, that we're made in the little image of God, really able to manifest and build incredible things. But we have to have a society and a culture and a civilization that's complex enough to be able to bring those materials together to make our dreams come true. But just look at this mountainscape here in Utah where we are. Myself and Rob do and his family and my family. And just how amazingly gorgeous this is. We're about to take a little sleigh ride through the hills at night. And all this infrastructure was built in the last 50 years for fun. For fun. This is Park City, Utah. It's all built on fun and family. But Klaus Schwab says if it's non-essential, fun is non-essential, you shouldn't have it. Bill Gates says, oh, fun should be non-essential. All your money must go to us. You must live in 250-square-foot coffin apartments. We're talking total control. So fun is what builds civilization. Fun and dreams and ideas. Anybody saying you shouldn't have fun, Bill Gates says, oh, we'll never go back to football games or baseball games. We'll never go back to outdoors. We just can't do that. That's because he wants to steal your dreams. He wants to control everything. He wants to control the weather. He wants to control the geoengineering. He wants to control the vaccines. He wants to control your body. He has a lust, like psychopaths have, to rape and kill people, but he does it in a high-tech way where he gets away with it. So again, I'm Alex Jones, breaking this all down for you, this beautiful night, and the snow coming down, and just how really science fiction-esque it is. I mean, look at that big device right over there, whatever that is. I mean, this just all looks like we're on another planet. But really, this is just Earth, and we're going out and opening it up and making it better, not worse. It's the globalist genetic engineering. It's the globalist manipulating all these things, but actually hurting the biosphere and the original system of the Earth. They want to have a monopoly over life where basic plants and animals can't even reproduce without corporate authorization, like the Terminator seed system. And that's what they want humans to be like, is a captured corporate creation they control. They don't want us to hope. They don't want us to dream. And they certainly don't want our dreams to grow freely without their control. They want to steal our dreams and harness them. That's what these statements are about, because they are sociopaths and psychopaths, and they don't have original dreams. They don't have that God spark. We're fighting hard. Humanity is winning. I want to salute all the listeners and viewers, despite what's happened to Trump. This was coming. The enemy was going to strike back. We are in the fight, and great things are happening. So trust in God, move forward, and never stop. And remember, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. Alex Jones from a moon base to the airwaves in 60 seconds.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to thank everybody for joining us on this live Sunday edition. We're now, 5 days into Biden's installation as the 46th president, and he's doing everything he said he would do. He's keeping his promises to cut off U.S. energy. He's keeping his promises to destroy women's sports and common sense and science and say that biological men can compete and dominate in every sport. This is truly an assault on science, an assault on reality. And from there, it just gets worse. He's announced that they're basically dissolving the borders, that they're not going to have any deportations anymore, and the giant UN-funded invasion waves are on their way after a year of, or close to a year of lockdown in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. This has all been pre-programmed. It's all been engineered. It is the Great Reset. I want to thank Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars team for the great job they're doing. Owen's about to host the 4 hours you've tuned into, not just the Sunday Alex Jones show, but his own broadcast, Sunday Live, where he intends to take 2 hours of calls. He'll probably take calls today. But I wanted to just speak a few minutes about the nature of what we're facing. We have become a fallen nation. The world has become fallen. We've gotten away from God. And so there are a lot of people willing to lie, cheat, and steal just to get ahead. And that is going to toxify the environment and bring down confidence and destroy civilization. And they know that. They have put that, unlike other dictators, other despots, and other tyrants of history, into a scientific cosmology of globalism. Whereas as they collapse society, consolidating power over it, becoming fabulously rich, and getting their own personal power to the level of kings, they say that's part of saving the earth by getting rid of wasteful civilization and, quote, then carrying out the depopulation to protect the planet. Well, again, they themselves are the ones, when you study them, that are geoengineering, that are genetic engineering, that say, oh, we don't care about the environment. We're about to be gods. We're about to have all this incredible technology. That's really what this is. These are mad scientists financed by multi-generational wealth that are truly demonically inspired, who are playing God. And everything they do is about raping you with 5G, raping you with forced inoculations, raping you with their brainwashing culture and their attack on children's minds, cutting off your energy, waging war against you, discriminating against you. That's what they're doing. They're taking away the prosperity that our forebears fought to develop and expand. Now, that is the paradox, though, that when once you have a wealthy nation, you tend to become corrupt, decadent, and then evil, and you fall, and the cycle starts back over again and again. The globalists know that. They talk about that cycle and how they have harnessed it and how they are riding it and actually using that decadent cycle to have what they call the final revolution. So Owen Schroyer has been breaking down so much today, but the final thing I wanted to say is this. I know we said the press secretary for the new president, Biden, coming out and saying, we're going to use the military, the police, the FBI to disrupt conservative networks and declaring all conservative media terrorists. That's outrageous. But you've got Acosta on CNN doing it. We'll be playing clips coming up. with Stelter saying all conservative media is this evil network. Why, after the Capitol got stormed by a couple hundred people, things would never be the same when they're the ones that burned down all these cities. They know they're unpopular. They know they've been rejected. They know people are on to them. They were supposed to carry out this globalist takeover and not have opposition. But we did build the opposition, you and I together. And Trump was just one part of that opposition. So understand, as dark as things are going to get, they're making these massive authoritarian moves because they know they're failing. And it's an act of desperation. But it's not going to be fun for people like myself. You can see it in the news, the attacks, the rigged courts, all their plans. And we were supposed to already be off the air by now. We were already supposed to be removed. But thanks to you and your prayer and your financial support and your word of mouth, we're still here. So I just wanted to thank not just the crew, but all of you for your support. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. We still have some due process, some basic understanding of common law and common sense. And if you look at what's happening in federal and state courts here in the U.S., look at what's happening in Europe, and every day a major German state court said that the lockdowns are unconstitutional and authoritarian and evil, that they had to stop. Also in Brussels, it came out where a major court said that you can't make people wear masks, plus it doesn't even protect them from disease. And so, again, this is just constant. All the studies show that the masks don't protect you and the lockdowns are causing massive suicide and causing more death. And so we have to remember, the people that did this, the Davos Group, the UN, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Fauci, all of them engineered this whole plan in Operation Lockstep and, of course, Event 201 and others. And they're on record, so they should pay. They have the motive, they have the history, they make the money, they get the power off of it, and then they brag about it. And they're saying the lockdowns never end. They want lockdown 2 and 3. They're saying that forced inoculations won't even work, that you'll never be free, that you'll never stop wearing masks, that you'll never shake hands again. And no amount of New York Times articles with Fauci headline, you know, what it was like to work for Trump. I read the article this morning, and he's just, oh, it's so terrible, it's so bad, it's so evil. You know, he wasn't based on science, and there were these horrible conspiracy theories that I worked with Bill Gates, that I was somehow involved. He's on record running the coronavirus chimera weaponized testing at that lab 6 years ago when they moved it there from Chapel Hill, North Carolina to Wuhan. He's on record pushing with John Hopkins and Bill Gates and the UN, this whole lockdown agenda. He's one of the main captains, one of the main leaders of it, and he thinks we're so stupid, or do they censor people off the web that they can release this virus, attack it, the population with it, take all our rights away, shut down all the doctors that tell the truth about it, and point out that it's not dangerous if you're not deficient, and that most of the deaths are from other things. But despite that, the public is waking up. So now we just have to start saying no. But it really is outrageous to see them now not just saying, oh, you can't criticize open borders. Oh, you can't criticize election fraud. Oh, you can't criticize the response to COVID-19. Oh, you can't criticize Joe Biden. When all the Democrats do is criticize and riot and burn things and then turn around and act like we're a bunch of terrorists. But again, they think this intimidation is going to work with us. This is really going to get the American people to stand up like never before, and they are standing up like ever before. So we should all be praying and seeking God's face and thinking about what we should do to defeat these people. But the first big thing is recognizing they're not Americans, they're globalists. They are the establishment, we are the resistance, and that all the corporate media and all the leftists and all the Twitter echo spheres and echo chambers are there to gaslight people into going along with unnatural, destructive things, and that we should reach out to those debilitated in these systems, those captured in these systems like a fly in a spider's web, and let them know that, hey, you're captured worse than we are in this line. You're not part of the establishment. You're a slave. Just because you pretend to be part of this big takeover and you're part of the power structure while at the same time pretending to be the resistance isn't going to keep you out of the laws of science and logic and God's system. And so that's what it comes down to. So again, all these articles are up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. The only way they get out, the only way that we're able to change the world is when you share them in your email, in your text message. And now they're attacking the very web servers. They're attacking the very domain registers. They're all over the news trying to have us removed, just like Parler. So when I say any one of these broadcasts could be our last, it's that serious. But you've all got to sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter so that no matter what happens, I can send you direct audio and videos of the show from our own servers while that still lasts. But that's how dark these days are. Congress didn't stand up to the original censorship, so now it's going Hitlerian, Stalinistic. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 9. This is as bad as Communist China. All right. Big tech, of course, is helping Communist China do all this, so that makes sense. They're all in bed together. So that's why today, promote the local station you're listening to. Today, spread the word. Today, realize how vital you are in overturning this. Because if the enemy was strong, they wouldn't care if we were on air. They need to shut us down because they're weak. They just stole an election. And now they want to shut the economy off to consolidate it. Don't let them do it. All right, back to Owen Schroeder and the live broadcast right here on the InfoWars Network.
All right, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com. Remember InfoWars, remember Band.video, remember CantCensorTruth.com, and remember to tell your friends and family, we're still on air. The latest news coming up after this short break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Joe Biden is exactly who we thought he was. His policies are doing exactly what we thought they'd do. And now there's buyer's remorse on the liberal left. So much so, in fact, there's now entire websites and accounts dedicated to the liberal Democrat buyer's remorse for everything that Joe Biden has done, including from the unions. And it's now being reported that you have all the different unions that Joe Biden campaigned to, saying he'd be their president. All the different unions are now calling into the Biden White House saying, what have you done? You've cost us 11,000 jobs here. You've cost us 70,000 jobs here. You've cost us 8,000 jobs here. You said that we could have these jobs. What have you done? Well, he lied. He's a liar. But he didn't lie. He lied to their faces, but he was honest about what he was going to do. They just didn't know it. He said he would ban fracking. Harris is anti-American energy. Biden is pro-China. So it's a pretty easy formula to figure what's going to happen there at the conclusion. So it didn't take long. We're going to highlight a few of these examples, though. But ladies and gentlemen, before I get into the rest of the news, and we hear again from Alex coming up, and then I'm going to be taking your phone calls for two straight hours on Sunday Night Live. We may even open up the phone lines before that, do a record number of phone calls in one day here at InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com is how we make everything here possible. Now, they have a, let's call it a wheel of death that they have, and they spin that wheel, and whatever it lands on, that's the attack they decide to launch on InfoWars that day to try to shut us down. But thanks to your prayers and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com and your marketing support by telling your friends and family and sharing those links, because we're banned from doing so, banned on all the social media platforms, banned before even Trump. But thanks to all your support, we're still here. Every day we're on air is a bonus. Every day we're on air is a blessing. Every day we're on air is a day that they did not expect us to be on air. Do not take that for granted. And if you like the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com like I do, don't take those for granted either. The Super Male Vitality, the Turbo Force, the Pure Turmeric, the Winter Sun Plus, the Bodies, the VasoBeat Complete, and much more, all on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts as well. We still have the Energize Pack. 40% off Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12. We still have the Revitalize Pack, 40% off Bodies, VasoBeat, and Knockout.
And then if you want to combine the two, it's the Energize and Revitalize Pack, 60% off all of those previously mentioned supplements. And, of course, the emergency food supplies, the air filters, the water filters, InfoWarsStore.com. Your support there is the financial miracle that keeps us on air. Do not take it for granted, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. It's amazing what the media has done to normal human activity or patriotic activity. And, of course, you see CNN and other Democrats calling for the total removal of any pro-Trump media, any conservative media, patriot media, America First media. They want it all gone. They work for the communist Chinese. They work for the one world medical tyranny government. So they can't have us on air as an obstacle. It's like freedom is an obstacle to tyranny. Humans exhibiting freedom, exercising their freedom, is the ultimate obstacle to tyranny. So we're an obstacle to them. You're an obstacle to them. You want to be a free American. We want free speech. We're obstacles to the new world order. But see what they've done now to demonize normal American behavior, non-criminal behavior, making it criminal, but in a social construct way so that they can do that first and then bring it in and say, oh, we have to take your guns. We have to take these people off the internet, which is, of course, what we're seeing. And so one of the individuals that was in the Capitol turns out with his mother. So his mother must be at least 60 years old because he looks like he's at least 50. I'm not trying to be insulting here. I'm just telling you. It's the guy known as Zip Tie Guy. So you may remember there was a guy in there with zip ties. A bunch of photos went viral. Well, he gets investigated. He gets arrested. Then he has an FBI raid on his house. And so they find all of these guns. And some body armor and hats. And so, I mean, they literally have a hat with an American flag and a rifle on it. It's a black rifle coffee company hat. A free plug for them, I guess. It's good people. We know the owners. Our coffee's better, but that's just the science. Anyway, back to being serious, though. So it's a piece of evidence. A hat with an American flag on it is a piece of evidence. Oh, my gosh, his hat has a flag and a gun on it. Oh, submit that to evidence. He's a bad man. He's a criminal. This guy likes American flags and guns on his hat. We'll mark that as evidence. That's right. So there's the evidence, a hat. Look at that. They caught him. But see, these pictures go viral. They get reported in the media. The important one is the one with the guns. So go back to the one with the guns. So, hey, look, this guy has a large assortment of guns, some very unique and expensive, quite frankly. But so he's got a very large assortment of guns here. Everything on there is perfectly legal. People went through it. They did the research. Every single thing there is legal. But, oh, see, he gets investigated. He has the FBI go to his home, and now they're pieces of evidence. And now the imaging, the imagery, the picture is just so shocking. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, look at all of his guns. Oh, it's so bad. And so this is what they're doing now. This is the propaganda. Just having guns is illegal now. But, of course, it's not. But that's the narrative. That's the optics of this, showing this. Oh, domestic terrorists. Oh, all these guns. So it's all about demonizing legal activity, demonizing the American flag, demonizing guns. And, again, he was in the Capitol. There's no denying that, but they go after him and his mother. This guy has to be 50 years old. He has to be at least 50 years old. How old is his mother? 70? So his mother's in there with like a walker, like, oh, little Johnny, let's go over here. It's like, get that woman. She was in the Capitol. But now it's so bad. U.S. soccer star Carly Lloyd explains why she stood for the national anthem. This is a U.S. women's soccer team player. World Cup champion,
and she has to explain why she stands for the national anthem. That's how bad it's got. That's how much they've demonized Americans and regular American activity, like standing.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the Patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tonight, Sunday Night Live, hosted by myself, Owen Schroyer, 6 to 8 p.m. after the Alex Jones Show, but I'm doing double duty tonight, and I'm going to be taking nothing but phone calls for 2 hours tonight. We may be able to open up the phone lines before that, but we got some other special reports we need to air. And I got some news I need to cover. But guaranteed, Sunday Night Live tonight, 2 hours of your phone calls. And we'll keep it open for any subject of discussion. One of the main subjects of discussion is the unpopularity of Joe Biden. So much so now, even, that the liberal left is turning against him. Black Lives Matter has turned against him. A lot of buyer's remorse, or should I say voter's remorse, on the side of the liberal progressive Democrat. But despite from the scary nature of the creeping communism of Joe and Kamala, there has been some comedy so far. Biden falling apart, fumbling and bumbling during speeches, the Marines not saluting him, him seeming to just, like, speak out whatever someone's saying into his ear, very strange, something being, like, jacked into during a live press conference, talking about plea deals. So it's been very comical, and there's some other comedy developing, including, you cannot make this up, maybe the best comedy feature yet, Joe Biden, after his inauguration, tried to get into the White House and was locked out. What a shame. Here's the report.
Awkward. There are the Bidens standing in the cold, waiting to be let into their new home, the White House. Everyone wondered what was going on. Why were the doors shut? Well, now we know. The chief usher, who was supposed to
open
the door,
kids.
Was fired. Timothy Harleth was hired by the Trumps in 2017 after he had worked for them at the Trump International Hotel in D.C. But the Bidens reportedly wanted a chief usher with no ties to Trump. So Harleth was fired at 11:30 a.m. just as the inauguration ceremony was getting underway.
Oh, darn it. Joe Biden locked out of the White House immediately as he appoints to enter after his inauguration. Isn't that classic? And it's their own fault. Fired the doorman because he was with Trump and then had no way to get inside. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, nobody feels bad for you, Joe, because it's not your house anyway. So technically, he did have to break in. So yes, Joe Biden had to break into the White House after his inauguration because he was never elected president. So, yes, he is actually technically Joe Biden. That's a B&E. That's a breaking and entering. I don't know what the squatting laws are in D.C., but I guarantee you, besides just the breaking and entering, I mean, we have some serious charges here against Biden. He is not supposed to be there, but there he is anyway. Some cartoonists have decided to have a good laugh, but then also some dark humor about it as well. About the Joe Biden inauguration. You know, I'm not sure who made this originally, and I apologize to the original artist. It may be somewhere watermarked on this. But anyway, a cartoonist put together this cartoon depicting the clown show that was the Joe Biden inauguration, but what was really behind it. So you can see it's just nothing but troops out there, no people, no one in attendance.
Do you solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America?
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test whether you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal, you know the city. Anyway. The point I want to make is Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you see how things have changed. I learned a lot. And I learned that you stack spaghetti sauce at a store in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who brings out the carts on a forklift.
And by the way, it's cost a lot of money. It cost about $740 billion over 10 years.
Okay. Now.
What happened?
Do you solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America?
I do.
Well done. Freedom Tunes. That's it. Thank you, guys. Very popular there on the YouTube. They'll probably get banned soon. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to out you like that. But very funny stuff right there. Very accurate. Very funny. But it's sad. The whole world sees now how a man that was never elected was installed president of the United States, and they had to use the whole, well, as many as they could get on, National Guard military force to have the installation and then pretend like there was some sort of a security threat. And, you know, perhaps we can have this debate. Maybe now's the time. But, you know, we really got tricked and set up on the 6th. But it's too bad because I'm wondering in hindsight if we shouldn't have been out there on Inauguration Day peacefully, not actually trying to tear into anything or break things or smash anything or anything like that, but actually peacefully doing it like we successfully did in November and December to just show the millions of Trump supporters out there while there are no Biden supporters. Of course, that was the idea. That's what we wanted to do. Then we got set up on the 6th, and they stole our First Amendment and then labeled us domestic terrorists and are now arresting as many people as they possibly can that were associated with the events, including Joe Biggs, who's being harassed right now. And, of course, they've taken him down off every social media platform. He's not even allowed to have banking. So a tough situation there for Joe Biggs. I know they set up a give, send, go account to help him with legal fees. So, I mean, this is what they're doing, folks. And the whole world sees what they had to do to fake the election of Biden, steal it, and then do that fake inauguration ceremony. Tulsi Gabbard says domestic terrorism bill is a targeting of almost half the country. And she's right. And so she's right about that. And she can't like what Biden is doing on the war front. Troops moving back into the Middle East, including Syria. So it looks like we'll be right back in those wars quickly. And now China is being even more aggressive in the South China Sea and in Taiwan and in Hong Kong. Apparently the U.S. is sending some forces into those areas, though, as well. So some saber rattling there. But look at the rest of this sham for Biden. Instagram forcing users to follow Biden White House account so he doesn't look so unpopular. Now, I had friends sending me all the screenshots of this morning. And, of course, the story is at Infowars.com with all the screenshots as well. People unfollowed the account once Trump got out because they didn't want the Biden White House. And then they find out it never unfollowed. They unfollowed again. Never unfollowed. So they're rigging social media now to make it look like Biden is popular. And, of course, that's all it is fake, just like his election. So that's why they are ending the comments on YouTube and on all accounts related to Joe Biden. That's why YouTube is changing the numbers of the likes and dislikes because it was 5-1, probably really more than 10-1, but they've rigged it so much now you don't even know. So they're totally having to rig all the numbers just to even fake that Biden has any popularity. And then they have the audacity to lie about Trump even on his way out. And so I'm going to get to that on the other side of this break. But that's incredible, folks. YouTube erasing dislikes from Biden videos because he has more dislikes than likes. Still can't even get a quarter of the views that any Trump video got. Instagram forcing followers to follow the Biden White House. The White House having to ban commenting on Biden videos because they're all negative, calling him a pedophile, saying he didn't win. So, I mean, yeah, it's bad news. Biden's bad news. He really doesn't even know what's going on. The communists are running him. He's crushing our economy in record fashion, but nobody likes this guy. He's the most unpopular.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen.
They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off. The internet, they're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I also have some news to share on the president's response to domestic violent extremism, the January 6th assault on the Capitol, and the tragic deaths and destruction that occurred underscored what we have long known. The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat. The Biden administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve. We are committed to developing policies and strategies based on facts, on objective and rigorous analysis,
and on our respect for constitutionally protected free speech and political activities.
Well, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, former Obama minion, now serving as a Biden chief spokesperson, gave a press conference on Friday and said that non-governmental organizations, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL,
are going to advise them on what Americans to put on the extremist terror list. No judge, no jury.
Our initial work on DVE will broadly fall into three areas. The first is a tasking from President Biden sent to the ODNI today, requesting a comprehensive threat assessment coordinated with the FBI and DHS on domestic violent extremism. This assessment will draw on the analysis from across the government and, as appropriate, non-governmental organizations. The key point here is that we want fact-based analysis upon which we can shape policy. So this is really the first step in the process, and we will rely on our appropriate law enforcement and intelligence officials to provide that analysis.
And then the military, the FBI, local police, everyone will disrupt these terrorist networks. Now, that's the same language when you heard disrupt Al-Qaeda networks. That means go kill people. That means set people up. That means infiltrate. It means take their bank accounts. And they wasted no time taking the president's corporate bank accounts in New York and now his private bank accounts in Florida. And if they can get Trump, they can get anybody. Just like I said, they could shut me down online a few years ago. They were coming for you next. Congress must act and take action. This is beyond authoritarianism. This is more sophisticated than what Hitler did.
The second will be the building of an NSC capability to focus on countering domestic violent extremism. As a part of this, the NSC will undertake a policy review effort to determine how the government can share information better about this threat, support efforts to prevent radicalization, disrupt violent extremist networks, and more. There's important work already underway across the interagency in countering DVE, and we need to understand better its current extent and where there may be gaps to address so we can determine the best path forward. The third will be coordinating relevant parts of the federal government to enhance and accelerate efforts to address DVE. This considered, NSC-convened process will focus on addressing evolving threats, radicalization, the role of social media, opportunities to improve information sharing, operational responses, and more.
You have to understand, the Southern Poverty Law Center spokesperson, Sasha Barrett Cohen, said a few years ago, last year, as their spokesperson, he said, we need to arrest the heads of big tech if they don't do what we say. And so you have to understand the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they are funded by George Soros and other criminal groups that have overthrown foreign governments many times and bet against currencies and really behaves like a James Bond villain. And he's teamed up with Klaus Schwab, who's literally a James Bond villain, bringing in the Great Reset. So this is an incredible time to be alive, my friends, and you need to go see the video. It's on InfoWars.com for yourself, because we've become accustomed to tyranny like the frog in the pot that's boiling, and now it's at high boil. We're about to die politically. And the Democrats admit this is a systematic takeover. They say they want re-education camps for libertarians, Christians. They say that anybody that doesn't take the COVID shots or doesn't allow the contact tracers into their homes will be sent to these facilities to be locked up. And we're all following UN directives. They're all making the same announcements in Australia and in Canada and in the U.S., all in the blue cities and blue states. And now they're going to further bankrupt the country with an ongoing lockdown, get everybody at each other's throats, get everybody on the government dole, bring in a universal basic income so they can control every aspect of your life. And so this is the last straw for America. This is going to break our back completely. We need Congress. We need the governors. We need coalitions of individuals to come together and say no to this clear and present criminal danger. You can't have private groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL openly advising CIA and FBI at threat centers on who needs to be routed out and who needs to be disrupted. Those are the terms they use. Brennan was on last week, former head of the CIA, top levels running this, the military actions against the people, and he said we need to use the military, we need to use the FBI, we need to use all the local police to root out these Trump supporters from Christians who are extreme, you know, believe in God, and who aren't for abortion, down to libertarians.
It's so much more difficult today because of what we have seen, not just over the last 2 weeks, but that certainly has riveted our attention, but because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. And unfortunately, I think there has been this momentum that has been generated as a result of, unfortunately, the demagogic rhetoric of people that just departed government, but also those who continue in the halls of Congress. And so I really do think that the law enforcement, Homeland Security, intelligence, and even the defense officials are doing everything possible to root out what seems to be a very, very serious and insidious threat to our democracy and our republic.
It is illegal for the federal government to use the CIA domestically against the American people. It is illegal to use the military in a political fashion to spy the American people. All of this is illegal. But what's even more outrageous and illegal is to have the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and other organizations controlled by multinational corporations and foreign funders like George Soros to be involved in private intelligence gathering against the American people and then interfacing with the national security apparatus of the state. This is the purge. The purge isn't coming. The purge is here. Americans don't have reflexes to fight tyranny because we have never seen something like this since our founding. But this is the same thing the Russians went under, the same thing the Nazis went under, the same thing the poor Chinese went under. And we now have private security networks controlled by master criminal George Soros, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, working from offshore bank accounts with billions, running private intelligence networks who have been arrested before for breaking into police stations and getting files on U.S. citizens to then create false information and false files on their enemies and hand it over to the Democratic Party. Now they're simply making this criminal activity they've been involved in decades a public operation against the American people and against the world. But you have to understand, I'm not the target. They have to get rid of the opposition before they fully bankrupt the nation, put us into receivership, and phase the dollar into this new global UN Chinese-backed currency. It's all been announced. So if you speak up against this, if you realize this is a plan to shut down the economy, if you realize it's a plan to make you a financial slave, if you realize there's a plan to shut down our energy systems and fully make us serfs, then still elements that are good in Congress and elements that are good inside the state governments can unify now and say no to this plan. We're covering it all at band.video and infowars.com. God bless and good luck.
War. Terrible war. Widows. Orphans, the motherless child. This was the uprising that rocked our land. 13 districts rebelled against the country that fed them, loved them, protected them. Brother turned on brother until nothing remained. And then came the peace, hard fought. Sorely won. A people rose up from the ashes and a new era was born. But freedom has a cost. When the traitors were defeated, we swore as a nation we would never know this treason again. And so it was decreed that each year the various districts of Pan Am would offer up in tribute one young man and woman to fight to the death in a pageant of honor, courage and sacrifice. The lone victor, bathed in ritual, would serve as a reminder of our generosity and our forgiveness. This is how we remember our peace. This is how we safeguard our future.
Students at Harvard now want to set up kind of re-education camps and moral rehabilitation centers and institutions for vetting people who had the chutzpah to work in the Trump administration.
And the question is, how are we going
to... All right, ladies and gentlemen,
really
we're going to pick this special report back up with these compilations, just showing you what the left or the Democrat Party, the liberal progressive movement has in store for you and for us. And when you get to the brass tacks of it, it's pretty frightening. But, well, you got to admit, it's clownish in its approach and in its execution. Totally unpopular, but like Alex said, we don't have the will, we don't have the reflexes. We're just allowing these people to make us slaves because we just told we can't fight back.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.